I mentioned that today is First Saturday, so we are honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Blessed Mother. But the theme of the Gospel is not so much on mothers, but on children. So let's reflect a little bit about children. St. Mark doesn't give us very many details in today's Gospel, so we're left wondering exactly what was going on. What we're told is that people were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. So who are these people bringing the children? Almost certainly the mothers, because who else could it be? Maybe if there was a very big crowd, maybe the fathers would step in just to protect their own children, but probably the mothers. And they're bringing their children to Jesus that he might touch them. Simple blessing. It's not for a cure. It's not for a special, you know, favor. It's a blessing. Meaning these mothers see that Jesus is a source of blessing and they want what's good for their children. So this is all normal so far. But suddenly the interference of the disciples comes in. They rebuke the mothers. Now, again, we don't know exactly what was happening here. It's true that in some cultures in biblical times, children were looked down upon. In fact, in Roman society, it was possible to abandon children if you didn't want them. And other atrocities are known in the ancient world. But among the Jews, that was not the idea. The Jews welcomed children. The Jews recognized that children were a gift, and that one of the worst things that could happen to a family was to have no children. So it wasn't that they were against children, but here the disciples are somehow rejecting the presence of the children with Jesus. It comes as a bit of a surprise because just a couple days ago, that was on Tuesday if you're following the daily Gospels, but just a few verses ago in Mark's Gospel, Jesus deliberately picked out a child and put him in the midst of the disciples as a lesson. What was happening in that gospel was the apostles were arguing among themselves about who was the greatest. They weren't thinking about children at that time. They were thinking about themselves. And Jesus picks out a child, we don't know who it was, and puts him in their midst and says, if you want to be great, serve this little child. So it was Jesus' initiative to point out the greatness of the child. Apparently that lesson didn't sink in because already just a few verses later, here are the disciples rebuking the mothers for bringing the children. That's the first reversal. Then the next reversal, Jesus becomes indignant and corrects the disciples. Okay, no, you got it wrong. Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. So Jesus welcomes the children. Not because of their example to the disciples about who's the greatest, but because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. So it's not that the children are receiving, now the children are giving. The children are the examples to the adults of how to welcome the kingdom of God. Now, it doesn't go into any details about what it is about children that makes them especially suited to the kingdom of God, but we can kind of figure it out because children are very simple. They're dependent. They don't have ideas that they're greater than those around them. They know that they have to receive. They ask a lot of questions. Children are receptive, generally speaking. Children are sometimes very selfish and troublesome, but that's not the point that Jesus is making here. No, children are examples of how we are to be in relation to the kingdom of God. And if we do not accept the kingdom of God like a child, Jesus says, well, then we don't even enter the kingdom. So not only are children an example, they show us an absolute criterion. We have to be like children. We must be like children. We must accept the kingdom of God like children, or we miss the whole package. Then he embraces them. This would be a great scene to witness, wouldn't it? Jesus embracing the children, blessing them, placing his hands on them. couple of days ago in the news, there was a headline about South Korea and the total fertility rate in South Korea. Maybe you saw this because it was a headline. They're happy that for the first time in 9 years, their fertility rate has increased instead of decreased. I looked it up because I said, what is this? South Korea, they don't have many children. And it turns out that South Korea has one of the worst fertility rates in the whole world. In 2023, 0.75 was the rate. The normal rate for a stable population is 2.1 children per woman. So to be below 2 is already a decrease or a population crisis. To be below 1 is an absolute disaster for the population. Their fertility rate in 2023 was 0.72. So in another generation or two, that means there's almost nobody left. Well, the good news was the fertility rate increased in 2024 up to 0.75. So that's something to celebrate. I guess it is, because at least it's an increase rather than a decrease. But look at what they're celebrating there. 0.75 fertility rate, way, way, way below what is healthy. It shows how deep the crisis is. Now, South Korea is not the only country that has a fertility rate below normal, including the Philippines is below 2 now, below 2 children per woman. So why do I bring this up? Because Jesus says, let the children come to me, do not prevent them. We can see that in society, there is a very big failure to welcome children. In society as a whole, now we can't judge any particular family or person or a married couple, but on the large scale, we're absolutely ruining our future because we're not welcoming children. In South Korea, they said, well, maybe the reason why the fertility rate went up is because during the pandemic, people delayed their marriages, and then after the pandemic, the lockdowns were over, then they got married, and now a couple of years later, they're having children. So they're saying, maybe this is not even significant. Maybe this is just what happened because of the pandemic. Not a sign of greater welcoming of children at all. But I'd like to make this connection. See, in the society, in modern society, there is a sense that children are very burdensome, very expensive, not that precious, or the precious, sure. No Filipino hates children, but to have children and to raise them is a big burden, and it seems to be too big a burden to take on. The danger here in the spiritual life is that if we have a rejection of children, we have a rejection of a sign of the kingdom. We have a rejection of a lesson about how we are to be. To not welcome children is, by extension, to not welcome the kingdom of God. And that's a disaster. So if we have in the social level or the demographic level a disaster, a demographic winter, well, we can also have a disaster on the spiritual level if we're not looking at children as examples for how we are to welcome the kingdom. Okay. So be like children. Now, today's First Saturday, so we have before our eyes the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is both a mother and a child, an example of someone with a childlike welcoming of the will of God, a very dependent woman, and in that way she's the greatest of all women because she's the most dependent on God. But she's also a mother, meaning she welcomed a child herself. And who's the child that Mary welcomed? Jesus Christ. So she's the model for us in both ways, both in being a child and in welcoming a child. Being a child, being dependent on God, being poor, simple, not full of ourselves, not full of self-importance, self-righteousness, not demanding, but welcoming the will of God as it unfolds in its own mysterious ways. And then also to welcome the child, starting with Jesus himself. We welcome the child who is God. To welcome him is to welcome the kingdom, because Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the kingdom. And that's the kingdom that our hearts long for. So this simple gospel about Jesus embracing and welcoming children has a lot to teach us ourselves, teach our society, teach our families, but also to teach us in our spiritual life to be like children, to welcome the kingdom of God like children. And we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us in this great life project.